Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Here's an update on my CDL testing. I am in the parking lot at the DMV, and this time they gave me headphones, and an automated voice reads off the questions and the multiple choice answers, and it worked beautifully, with the exception that I failed my air brakes and my motorcycle. But the good news is that I passed my CDL core knowledge, my passenger endorsement, and my school bus endorsement. So, that means I technically still have a job. School is out in another 30 days or so. And if need be, if I fail after going in a third time, my air brakes, I can just go through the whole thing and do that again, and along with my motorcycle license. So, technically, I am saved. It's just a little minor setback. So I'm sitting in my car and I'm studying. I'm freezing to death. It's cold. And the DMV is now really crowded. And just taking a break, kind of airing out my head. And I chewed a pack of gum. Peppermint gum, because I was told, well, my kids did this when they were in grade school. The teachers gave them peppermint because I guess it stimulates memory. So I had a pack of peppermint gum, and I chewed an entire pack in the course of taking five tests. And I don't know, it was 3 o'clock, I think I got there about 2 hours ago. So, and the DMV closes in another 2 hours. So wish me luck. Later. Okay, everyone, here's the news. I passed. Woo! I can ride my motorcycle, and I got all both jobs, and life is beautiful once again. And I want to say thank you to all the people who sent me warm and fuzzy thoughts and had faith in me when I didn't have faith in myself. And thanks for the love and the support. It means the world to me. And yeah, I am so relieved, and it was really nice of... some of the people at the DMV were really nice, you know. And I did have to do my motorcycle test 3 times. Ugh. Some of the wording in the questions, they just didn't make any sense to me. And then what was even best about the entire computer test is that if you don't know an answer, you're not sure, you can skip it. And they will, unless they run out of questions, you know, that you skip so many, they'll start repeating. But otherwise, you don't get the same question. So that worked out really good. You know, because I'd skip and I'd go, oh, crap. And I figured it would eventually come up. Some of them came back, but most of them didn't. So I got fresh questions every time. So like I said, everyone, thank you so much. I already texted my boss and told, well, my primary boss was like, well, I was like, I just got done, and I passed. And then I text my school bus boss, and he was, you know, thank you for still being able to work here, because I have to work 3 days next week. So anyway, oh, and I forgot to mention, I just am driving by and I see my son's truck. My son's truck, the transmission went out on it. And, so I'm carless because, he's going to take over my car when he moves to one of the closer burbs in Chicago for school, and he needs it for work. So one thing is I get to drive my beloved's car. Oh my God, it's gotta be killing him. All right, I'm headed to the bank because I got to get some cash out because I'm going to the bar tonight to celebrate my friend's birthday. So look out for some crazy booze from the stripper club. Later.